Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
Because it's the holiday season, I've decided to focus on two things that are always popular at this time of year: layoffs and stand-up rows. Last week, I was forwarded two messages bearing bad tidings of firings and fallouts. The first was the perfect example of how not to do this sort of thing. The second was a rarer document, an example of how to do it properly. The first email was written by Jay Hooley, CEO of State Street, the financial services company, and conveyed the news that 1,400 people would shortly be out of a job. It bore the innocuous title Staff Announcement and began, "Today we are announcing a multi-year program that will enhance service excellence and innovation, help achieve greater operating efficiencies, and position us for accelerated growth." Ignoring the dreary pomposity of the tone, there are two bad things about this. There is the hyperbole. If your service is excellent, it doesn't need enhancing. If it's not excellent, it's dangerously deluded to pretend that it is. And then there is the upbeat tone, a cowardly attempt to hoodwink staff into thinking something good will surely follow. What actually follows is a volley of visions, goals and objectives that include creating an industry-leading operating model and leveraging our scale. After a few hundred words of gung-ho waffle and general throat-clearing comes the following: "To gain better use of these advantages, we will implement targeted cost initiatives, including staff reductions, impacting approximately 1,400 of our workforce." Having thus eliminated 5% of the company, the memo sweeps on to a further discussion about nothing in particular. There's much talk of establishing centres of excellence to better align core functions with client needs, and the need to accelerate our development of leading-edge solutions to our clients. Eventually, he stops spinning, doubtless satisfied at how he has made a bitter pill vanish in a cloud of candy floss, and ends thus: "I am confident the components of this programme are necessary to ensure this success." I'm not sure about that, but I'm confident about something else. If I were one of State Street's 29,000 workers, who are described on the company's website as talented and dedicated, I would find my stocks of dedication were diminished by this disingenuous, dishonourable jamboree of jargon. Indeed, I might contemplate taking my talent elsewhere. On the very same day that the CEO of State Street was penning his wretched message, Nick Denton, ex-FT journalist and founder of Gawker, was addressing his staff at the media gossip company in a memo entitled "Change." "Yes, this may be a shock to some of you," he begins, before announcing that two senior people are leaving the company. He praises their achievements and goes on, "Sure, we've rowed over everything from politics to page layout, but that's been part of the fun, and the arguments have generally led to better decisions." Then comes the meat. "Our sites are allergic to corporate boilerplate, so I'm going to be explicit. Chris and I diverge seriously over strategy. That spilled over into unhealthy conflict between editorial and sales." This is good. It's readable, clear, and it feels true. It happens often, in fact, that people disagree so violently they can't work together. Come to think of it, Nick wasn't known as the sweetest, easiest guy to work with when he was at the FT. But the way he describes this falling out is just right. It eliminates damaging gossip, and it gives the departing people more dignity than if the announcement was full of nonsense about spending more time with their families. State Street would have done much better to do a Denton. Its email should have gone something like this: "This may be a shock to some of you. Our costs are too high, and in order to survive, we must reduce them. We're going to have to cut 1,400 jobs. We'll do everything we can to limit the pain, etc. It should have been clear, practical, telling people what to expect. Above all, it should not have banged on about platforms for accelerating growth. Not just because this is an ugly mouthful, but because if a company is really planning to grow faster, it's hard to understand why it needs to get rid of anyone.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.